In January, comedian Menachem Silverstein opened a set at the Laugh Factory talking about a problem he's experienced for his whole life. "My name is Menachem and I support Israel," Silverstein told the sold-out crowd. "It's not political, they're just the only people that can pronounce my name." Silverstein tells the joke as part of Laugh Through the Heartbreak, a comedy series and tour era's Soffer created in the weeks following the attacks of October 7, 2023, which Silverstein later teamed up on as co-producer and co-creator. Their mission wanted to bring laughter to a community that they said desperately needed it. The lineups have included Jewish comedians Jeremy Piven, Tiffany Haddish, Tehran, Michael Blaustein, Trevor Wallace, Matthew Broussard, TJ Miller and L.E. Stamen. There have also been several non-Jewish comedians such as Jason Mewes, Moshe Jabroni, Joe Coy, Mark Normand, Mario Adrian and Dax Flame. Soffer always opens the show as host. Once he calls on Silverstein for his set, Silverstein takes over. And whenever possible, Soffer, a frequent DJ at Jewish events around Los Angeles, spins the walk-on songs for the comedians. Their first show was in New York on Valentine's Day 2024. 100% of the proceeds from that show were donated to two organizations. Help Up, which supports Israelis dealing with PTSD through volunteer programs, and Maim Hayim, which provides support for IDF reservists on Israel's Northern Front. Over a decade ago, Soffer had created the Sephardic Music Festival, which included both music and stand-up comedy. Soffer and Silverstein both live in Los Angeles, and their first Laugh Through the Heartbreak show in LA took place at the Laugh Factory in April 2024. All 250 seats were sold, and another 100 for standing room only. "We realized that we had something magical, and thank God, it's only grown from there," Silverstein said. "Somehow it always sells out, but it's always a test of faith," Soffer said. They played to their largest audience, 2,600 people, at Jewish National Fund Global Conference in Miami in October. Soffer said that after every show, audience members approach him to say some form of, "I really needed that." They come up to him again and again, saying things like, "Yeah, we lost so many people on October 7th, or most recently, we lost people in Bondi Beach. At those times," Silverstein said, "it's hard for us to even think of laughter and then come here and laugh. When you hear the term heartbreak, you always think of the biggest things in the world." Laugh Through the Heartbreak has played to audiences who did not even expect a Jewish-focused show. Soffer and Silverstein said it was a deliberate decision not to indicate that the shows are a result of Jewish community heartbreak. "I remember this one woman wearing a hijab, and she was dying of laughter at Menachem's set," Soffer said. "Sometimes non-Jews get affected better than Jews do." Soffer is the author of the Light of the Infinite series, where he refers to himself as your spiritual DJ, curating reflections on Torah and Kabbalah. Silverstein grew up in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, in an Orthodox Jewish community and is one of seven children. He was raised in a Chabad community and later taught himself screenwriting and comedy while pursuing work in entertainment. "I was trained in the regular comedy club world," Silverstein said. "I didn't do Jewish shows until I was years in. I try to use my humor to not only make people laugh, but also to unite and educate by making fun of anti-Semitism, poking holes at some of the ridiculousness of Judaism." An ordained rabbi, Silverstein described the difference between performing in comedy clubs and on the bima. "The weight of the mic is harder," Silverstein said. "It doesn't matter how nice you are, you're funny or you're not." Some Laugh Through the Heartbreak shows have overlapped with major news events. When it was reported in February 2025 that the Biba's family, including their two young children, had been murdered by Hamas, the comedians changed the content of their sets at the last minute. Soffer pointed to Zach Sage Fox breaking down while on stage between jokes, acknowledging the horrific news. "You can be in this difficulty and hardship, but also allow yourself to be happy and celebrate life and connect to the goodness," Soffer said. Silverstein says he is mindful of what he posts to his over 51,000 Instagram followers on particularly difficult days for the Jewish community. "I didn't post at all that day," Silverstein said. "I didn't want to undermine the moment. The success of the tour means the world to Silverstein, because people showing up lets us do it again and again. If nobody showed up, the Laugh Factory wouldn't let us do this. We'll try to do this at least once every 6 weeks in Los Angeles, he said. The tour's 13-show tour begins April 22nd in Las Vegas. Tickets for Laugh Through the Heartbreak can be purchased at www.laughtrue.com/tour.